President Cyril Ramaphosa and his team is waiting to meet U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House, 5:30 p.m. Our time. That, of course, will be lunchtime at the White House. Meanwhile, presidency has not confirmed whether President Ramaphosa will meet Elon Musk. Also, rumors of a Starlink deal on the cards and other stuff. But online, Professor Oscar van Heerden, Scholar of International Relations, welcome to the show.
Good day, Shafiq. Good day to your listeners.
We're at a very interesting juncture. Just as I went into studio, one of our reporters informed me that Ernie Els, the golfer, might be part of the president's delegation. I do not know how true that is. We've also been hearing stories of, Mr. Rupert as well, also being involved. What do you make of all of this? A lot of hurrying and scurrying before the meeting.
Well, you know, Shafiq, I think it's all about political maneuvering. After all, we are busy with the political chess game, of which the two main players are Ramaphosa and Trump. And I think you would agree with me that we all want to see a success being made of this meeting, a resetting of the relations between the U.S. and South Africa. And I think that if we want President Ramaphosa to succeed, then he must use everything in his arsenal to try and get a deal out of this. And quite honestly, I don't know if it's true, but if he needs to, you know, take Ernie Els, every player, with him, because Trump is an avid golfer, I'm told, it's all rumors,
yes,
but I'm told when President Trump had a conversation with President Ramaphosa at the time when President Zelensky was in South Africa, and he extended the invitation to President Ramaphosa, he's the one who said, please, if it's possible, bring Ernie and Gary Player along. So, you know, I'm just saying that if it means that we are going to get a deal, then why not roll out some of our world-renowned golfers to try and ease the tension between South Africa and the U.S.?
Of course, the golf meetings over the weekend, I think, have given us a very interesting indication of where things are going. As former ambassador, Mr. Ibrahim Rasool, told us, he said that Trump is very transactional, and of course, the golf meetings are very transactional, although Trump has hugely exaggerated the amounts of money that are involved, but he wants to look good, and it's all about the optics. So it does seem that almost over a weekend, the world has seen that Trump's foreign policy is going to be business-driven, and perhaps that's going to determine what happens with the meeting in a few hours' time.
No, absolutely. I mean, just to put things into perspective, there's three big issues that President Ramaphosa would have to cover. The emphasis, obviously, and the most important is the business issue, where it is about trade. It's about hopefully walking away with a number of trade agreements or perhaps a decision of one single big bilateral trade agreement, which would be phenomenal. I'm not sure if that is already going to be concluded, but perhaps a commitment very clearly in front of international media that we need to conclude such a trade agreement. Then, of course, there's the issue of remaining in AGOA, the current preferential trade agreement, of which the automobile sector, the citrus sector, agriculture is very much a part of it. And perhaps also, I don't think it will necessarily feature in the meeting directly, but still under the umbrella of business, is indeed the Starlink matter. The second issue, Shafiq, is of course the political issues. And here it is about, first and foremost, the case that South Africa took to the International Court of Justice against Israel for genocide in Gaza. And then secondly, but on the periphery, of course, I don't think President Ramaphosa is going to spend a lot of time on this hoax and lies around white genocide and whites being targeted and so forth. And then, of course, there's going to possibly be a mention of the high crime rate in South Africa and the corruption that is not being dealt with. So those are some of the political issues. And then finally, as you've rightfully pointed out, and this is really what is going to make the meeting tilt either to success or failure, and that's the deal-making. What is it that Ramaphosa is going to place on the table that is going to be sufficiently enticing for President Trump to say, I think we've got something here. And here we talk about preferential treatment and access to strategic minerals that South Africa can offer. There's the possibility of a gas deal that we now hear in the corridors. Basically, the gas from Mozambique is depleting. It's low. And South Africa needs to secure a gas deal over the next medium term. And that is possibly something that Ramaphosa is going to put on the table and say, we'd like to purchase gas from the United States. And that might be an incentive. And, of course, we've also heard a rumor that potentially a nuclear deal could be placed on the table. Remember, Russia has seen a nuclear deal from South Africa for a number of years. You know, he tried to push the Zuma administration in that direction. It did not happen. We do have an energy mix plan that talks of also nuclear. So there is that possibility as well that we could potentially put that on the table. And those are the deals that is going to matter as to whether this is going to be a meeting of success or not.
Of course, I think what people have perhaps been missing in this whole narrative is that, as far as I understand, Ramaphosa was invited to go and see the president. And number two, that South Africa is, to all intents and purposes, the economic gateway to the rest of the continent. Because if, for argument's sake, Ramaphosa is treated like Zelensky, it's actually the whole of the African continent that's going to suffer as a result of this. Do you think this is kind of like a forgotten aspect of it?
No, not at all. Not at all. This is quite important indeed. It's not a forgotten aspect. It is about how precisely we're going to put it together and how indeed President Ramaphosa will manage it if indeed it comes up. You know, I do think that the president is an astute businessman. He is a shrewd negotiator. And I do think that some of those traits and experiences is going to stand him in good stead when he deals with Trump in the Oval Office.
Fortunately, we have to leave it there. And, of course, later on today, I am wondering whether we're all going to forget about the budget speech and it's all going to be focusing on what's happening in Washington. But Professor Oscar van Heerden, as always, it's been an honor chatting.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.